Dave Hudak, and my title is General Manager.
So tell me a little bit about the meeting in D.C. this week, kind of how it came about and the purpose.
Well, this is the annual Growth Energy Biofuels Summit. So Growth Energy is the industry's advocate for ethanol, and of course we are a member of Growth Energy. So in the fall, we have the annual Biofuel Summit where all the Growth Energy members get together for a day of meeting, and then we hit the hill for a couple days, usually a day and a half, and spread our message to not just our in-state contingent, but for this particular trip, the Indiana group that I was with, we met with a total of seven different states outside of Indiana.
In those meetings, what were some of the things discussed?
You know, when we started out many years ago with Growth Energy, we focused on our particular delegation. So we would meet with all the Congress people from Indiana, the senators from Indiana, and then as we got them on board and other states, then we branched out to states that don't necessarily favor ethanol. And we're trying to, of course, because this is a national program, we want to get as many people on our side as possible. So we met with some people that don't necessarily like us, some in California, Massachusetts, Vermont, and some that don't really have any interest in ethanol, some person from an urban area in Pennsylvania, one in Alabama. But our message was clear. We didn't have an ask this time. We weren't asking for anything. But our message was clear. We don't want the RFS to change in any way. We definitely want year-round availability for E15 and higher blends. That is going to be an administrative function and decision versus something out of Congress or the Senate. And then we also talked a little bit about international trade and the fact that right now China has placed the 70 cents a gallon tariff on imported ethanol.
The president has talked about E15 and wanting to get that year-round. Is that something that you think will happen soon, or kind of what do you think that we'll see with the year-round E15?
I can tell you that Secretary Perdue addressed the Growth Energy Group, and part of his talk, he talked about year-round sales of E15. He specifically said that the president told him to make it happen, and he told the group that year-round E15 was the ability to do that was imminent, but he said, I'll challenge you to define the word imminent. So, you know, in Washington, D.C., things don't move as rapidly as they do here or in the rest of the country, but he was very, very hopeful that something was going to happen soon. We need something to happen quickly because even though the summer driving season technically is over, and the restrictions are going to be lifted from E15 for this year. The EPA, when and if they grant this waiver, will go through comment periods and a lot of other red tape, which could take months to get it finalized. And so you want it done now so that everything is prepared for the next year's 2019 driving season.
And why is that something that is so important to the ethanol industry, and why is it needed?
Just the obvious, it drives demand for biofuels. And you're talking about an additional 8 billion gallons of biofuels and another 2 billion bushels of corn for farmers. For farmers now facing corn prices that are very low and inputs that are very high, it's difficult for them to make money on their crop. So this is going to be a nice injection of income for them as well.
And then also just being in D.C. in general and having these type of events where you get to talk to people, why is that something that the ethanol industry needs, especially as it faces some of these challenges?
Well, you have to, if you're not staying on top of the legislation, congressmen, senators, if you're not staying on top of them, your opponents are. And if they don't hear from you, even though they're very favorable to us, if they all of a sudden stop hearing from you, they may say, well, I guess it's not important to them any longer. And our opponents are constantly knocking on their door. So we have to make as much noise as our opponents do, and we have to just make sure that we touch base with them, the people that are for us, and then to try and win over the people that are not for us. And that's very important as well. Any one congressperson or senator we can get swing over to our side is a win for us.
Anything we didn't touch base on that you want to make sure is mentioned?
No, not necessarily. It was a very, very good meeting. We, you know, our champions in this industry in Indiana, Senator Joe Donnelly, a true champion for our industry, Congresswoman Susan Brooks out of the 5th District, Congressman Jim Banks and Congressman Trey Hollingsworth, and Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, all great champions for our industry, and we're very grateful to them. And we make sure that we touch base with them every time we're out in D.C. to make sure we know how much we appreciate everything they're doing for us.